Today's Between Master and Disciples will be presented in Chinese and English with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czechoslovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korea, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
佛摩沙是一个小岛，但遍布大自然的神奇美景，自北到南，北部地区有古城、原住民村、绵延的山峰、美丽的水墙，甲雕刻精雕的庙宇。
中部地区有一系列的美景。闪耀的海洋、湍急的河流、甲翠绿的松林，南部是本岛出名的文化中心，甲今日同款保存着足侪早期移民当初来到遮的传统。
2007年初，青海武雄书回应了咱世界会会员定制的渴望，在2007年2月18日参加新年的庆祝活动，甲来自全世界差不多10万名的世界会会员甲贵宾，在福尔摩沙欢庆第一年的旧年新年。
在这个吉祥日子的冬天，也是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼。青海牧上师颁奖予菲律宾前总统罗穆斯，国际和平奖基金会会长曼纽尔·莫拉托先生，甲参议员何鸿燊·阿尔瓦雷兹，表彰因在菲律宾对游乐难民所做的慈善义举。
今嘛邀请您到底聆听青海牧上师的开始。主题是生活无一定爱苦修。1992年2月11日，讲伫福尔摩沙西澳。
Lately, I build houses. I decorate the places. I make river and all that. I make live picture, live painting. Not by color and oil, but by real stone, real color from stone, from trees, and from bricks, and from wood and that. And so. Okay, maybe, yeah. But what's the point of going there? What for? You saw me every day on video. <laughs> 100 years ago, you don't even have video. If you were born 100 years ago or something, a few or something, maybe 50 years ago even, you don't have video. Just because I can offer all this kind of service. Otherwise, I don't like camera. I don't like video. Every time I see them, I just don't have inspiration. But then I try to better myself. I try to play with them. Put on nice colors and all that. Let them have good pose photo. So if they want to take photo, I might as well take beautiful one. Even the one who cannot see the master inside can see manifestation on a video. See that? Yeah. Who say I have no magical power? A lot of magic. Even though we are practitioners, but we still have human body. It's very frail, and it needs rest, and it needs restoration. Therefore, sometimes we cannot overrun it. The best driver can only drive the car for so many miles and let the car rest. Even the best driver, right? Yes. That is the problem with the car, not the driver. So don't put too much demand on the car, it will break, and the driver will be helpless. Wait until he gets the next car, you'll be gone. If we are already in this world, we might as well enjoy the time we are here and try to make the best out of our life. Then when we go, we are so happy. So I advise you that not to be too serious with your life and with your practice. We are serious, but not too serious. For example, you should not be serious about cooking rice, because you cook it every day. It's normal. If you don't cook, you're hungry. So it's a very matter of fact that you cook. Why make a big deal out of rice cooking? So, take it easy, guys. So you practice meditation the way you cook your rice and take your bath. It's a must. We do it, but no big deal. Yeah, and we do every other thing as well. So we don't feel too tied up with our principle. And we just take it as one of those things. And in that case, we're even more successful. The people who are much too serious and too uptight with the meditation are the one who has the less experiences. And whereby those people who are a little bit, you know, don't know anything, and they get a lot of experiences because they relax. They don't know where to hang on to. They don't know where to attach themselves to. So they just flow with it. And it's wonderful for them. And it comes naturally. And whereby if you put your life on sale for it, or, you know, making a game on it, life and death matter, it's very difficult, very tense. And you feel so tired of it after a while. It's difficult to practice then, understand? And difficult to get what you want. Just like in love, people also say, you know, if you get hold on some person's, your lover so much, he run away. He's scared. Yeah. Also feel very, very, very tight, very unfree. Feel being possessed by you. He's so tired. And he feels so painful under your love. He has to run away. For life, protecting his freedom, for example, huh? Like that. And then we keep stamping our feet, oh, I love him so much, and so on. I do everything for him, and he run away. Yes, you do too much for him. He doesn't want so much. You don't let him do anything. Had no freedom to express and to create anything, just you yourself. Smother him. So we practice with a very casual and relaxed mind, then we have the best result. Yeah? Of course, when you first learn, maybe you're a little bit tense, but then you have to learn to relax. That's why sometimes we have a relaxed talk and a relaxed party and things like that. Remind you, take it easy. Things will come if we are a little bit easy. Huh? For example, those who take examination, remember, if the last few days, if you keep burying yourself in the books, and you cannot pass exam. You have to learn it slowly, one by one before. Just learn by the way, up to the time of examination, not wait until the last 3 days and then, and then race, yeah? No good. Everybody knows that, huh? Then you forget everything. You don't know anything at all. So anyhow, when you come here or when you take anybody here, warn them in advance. that they will not find any Buddha here. They might find a Korean lady or Vietnamese girl or whatever, but no Buddha. Yeah. The Buddha you can find at home, at your home. You no need to come here. But because maybe we have affinity with each other, so you like me so much. You miss me? Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
A lot of people want to see me. What for? Yes, that I believe. Now you know how to enjoy at home. Yeah. Take your friends home, give them barbecue time. Make them understand that we don't need to kill, we don't need to eat blood and flesh in order to enjoy. This is beautiful, no? There are many things beautiful. If you cannot buy them, then maybe you try to import from Taiwan or get the Taiwanese people to export these things. Oh, yeah? Or you do it yourself. You learn how to do it. This is very simple. Like the mikang. Yeah. You put some spicy things inside them and rub it up. Or just the mikang alone. Yeah? Or you can use the wheat gluten. Yeah? Or you try to make varieties out of it. Yeah? Maybe put something inside and rub it, or do other things, you know. Stuff it inside, yeah. Or even tofu, you can stuff things inside. Yeah, make everything. It's easy, not difficult. When I was in Germany, I don't have ready-made stuff. I make everything myself, including gluten. It's easy. Make it out from wheat flour. You separate the gluten from the start, and then you have that. But you have to know how to do it. It's easy. So actually, these things have to be learned by looking and by practicing with the master, the gluten master. Otherwise, if I talk to you now, probably you cannot do it. In Germany, you cannot. In the West, you cannot buy these things. In America now, maybe, but not before. When I was in Germany, even worse. I have to make everything myself. Yes. Tofu also. Tofu is easy because, you know, you have powder. You can do it. But the gluten is more difficult. Even then. Even my husband can do it. I taught him. So after I left, he made it himself. Yeah. The best charity is to help people to help themselves, and not to help them forever. Yeah, I don't know how you made it now, but I made it so beautiful. Wow. It tastes so good that all my neighbors love it. Yeah, I marinated in sauce and all kind of spices. Yeah, before I cook, maybe one night of at least few hours. For example, the gluten, you make into a big dough like this, and you slice in small like this, and then you cut a little bit on the surface, make diamond square, yeah, and then you put them together with the marinade stuff that you want, curry flavor or ordinary flavor of five spice flavor, whatever flavor you want, and you have to marinate it first. You can put a little bit for dry leeks, already roasted leeks, yes, to make it nice flavor, yeah. But not too much, yeah, it's a bit too strong. Mm-hmm. You marinate in lemongrass, yes, and put it there with all kind of spice, just enough taste, and not too watery, yeah, just to marinate and put it there. And then when you fry, yeah, and put the sauce on. Fry it until it's golden. Yeah, and then you put it aside first and put the sauce in. And thicken the sauce a little bit. You know, cook the sauce first for a while and then put the gluten back and let it cook for a while. And it will be crispy, golden and tasty.
Let's get hungry.
Very good. Yeah, it's better than pork chops that they are selling outside. Yeah. So all my neighbors love it. I told you already the story, how they rejected the meat and make me hungry one day. Because my husband insisted on feeding them with meat and fish because they are used to it. Say, why do we force them to eat vegetarian every day, every time they come? So I said, okay, you buy them. And then I cook vegetarian for two of us. And then when they come, they eat with us too, and they don't eat the other one. So everybody hungry. Not enough. Yes. They say, we eat fish and meat every day. Why should we come to you and eat the same thing? So they don't want it. Yes, so tasty, yeah. It's not true that everybody likes meat and fish. They do not have the choice. Also, they don't know how tasty vegetarian food is, and nobody show them. But the Vietnamese people are very good at that. You must better your skill of cooking. Even though we don't care for the palate and the material taste, but we must do it in order to help others who are beginner on the path. Yeah, I find it's very important. People are scared of vegetarianism because they don't know how to cook. They are afraid to be starved, and they are afraid not to be able to talk to their friends of how to make a better nourishment instead of eating meat. You understand? If they don't have skill and experience in vegetarian diet, they are afraid to face their friends and families and pressure of the societies. But if they know how, they can talk confidently and show it. And nobody can oppose them, and they have no fear. Understand? The way you cook meat before, turn around to cook vegetarian now. Same thing, same thing. Instead of you soak a piece of tofu or gluten protein. Simple. Very easy. Yeah? Instead of putting nước mắm, you put xì dầu. Yeah, very simple, no? And all the spice you use like before. You can cook curry, you can cook Chinese food, you can cook Vietnamese food. Make your library become a cookbook library. Collect all the cookbooks in the world and experience, have fun. If you cook exactly the way the book say, it will be good. Actually, no cookbook is so useless. I have tried. But of course, maybe if you try to bake cake or something like that, then it might be different because you don't know how to knead it right. Yeah, or how to rise the flour to the certain level and sometimes room temperature, everything different and all that. And oven different also. But if you try to cook ordinary dishes, for rice, no problem. I think you can try anything. Make fun. Huh? Have fun with cooking. Yes. I used to do that. I wrote some recipes when I was in Germany because I was teaching some German people in a university for a cooking class. Yes. I don't have these here. I used to write them and then make photograph of my cooking. I used to make spare ribs exactly the way it look. If you look at the photo and look at the dishes, you thought it's a true spare ribs. I'm not a professional, but probably I have the right maneuver of hand skill. Yeah, I make it look just like so. All the neighbors came and they thought, never eat this kind of meat before. We did not tell them that they're vegetarian. Only later, many times, then they know. And then they ask for vegetarian all the time. They never bother about meat and fish again when they came to us. So good that even my husband bought fish and meat and put it in front of them and they refused. Yeah, that was a true story. And they rush over and eat with us. You see, so even just a small skill, we have people. My neighbors would never know about vegetarian diet if I did not introduce this to them. So many of them want to learn with me. I gave them the recipes. It wasn't a book. It was just a type sheet of paper. I typed it and gave it to them. So they tried to cook also.
the in-laws, they all try. They cook them. And whenever I came, they always prepare vegetarian food for us. Even the Western style, you can prepare many beautiful vegetarian food. For example, today we have roasted something very flat and small, square like this, and a little red in color. Yeah. It tastes so good, no?
Yes.
Yeah. You see what I mean? And it's more tasty even. So you can buy these kind of things in Chinese store. Ask them. If not, you import yourself. Or you can write to Chinese people, tell them, send it to you. You don't have to buy every day. Once a month or once every few months, you store them. You buy many things together or something like that. And store them.
真欢喜恁今日收看《师徒之间》节目，今嘛请继续收看无上师电视台的《动物世界》。咱的出边，焦点新闻了马上播出，愿你的生活享有幸福甲加持。
We enjoyed your company today for Between Master and Disciples, and now please stay tuned for Animal World, our co-inhabitants.Coming up next, right after noteworthy news, here on Supreme Master Television, may your life be blessed with divine love.